As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Hey folks, if you've been tuning in over the last couple of months, you've heard all about the Game Time app and how it can save you some serious cash on last-minute tickets to sports, concerts, and all types of shows. I can't talk enough about just the two clicks. Literally just two clicks and you can have your tickets. Well, now Game Time is hooking you up for the holidays with $10 credit. Here's what to do. Download the Game Time app in Google Play or App Store. Click on my ticket section on the app, create an account, then under the billing section, redeem code THEATHLETIC. Once again, that's The Athletic, THEATHLETIC. All one word for $10 off your first purchase. That's free money, people. Credit is only available to the first 1,000 people who redeem their code, and it expires at the end of the year. That's December 31st, 2019. So make moves quick and score last minute tickets. Welcome to another episode. You know what? This is not just another episode. This is the Christmas episode. Today is Christmas, guys, and we're shooting this podcast this morning. Unbelievable, but I'm your host, the To Be Honest. My co-host, Jake Seeley. I'm D'Angelo Williams. Welcome. Merry Christmas, Jake.
Yeah, it's the best time of the year. Actually, best day of the year. Single-handedly, the best day of the year.
That's for you, it is. Mine is always Halloween. My favorite holiday of all time is Halloween. Yep. You get to dress up. You get to go as somebody else. And that's...
I mean, you could dress up as Santa.
It's just kind of... I don't know how I would look as Santa. I just don't know. Santa, dreadlocks. Oh,
you don't like black Santas? Is that what you're telling little me, D'Angelo?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's a certain specs you got to have to be Santa Claus, and I don't meet all those specs. I mean, you got to be on the heavier side.
Can you give me a ripped Santa?
No, you can't. There's no such thing. Like, how do you? No way. That doesn't work.
Wasn't Goldberg a Santa in some movie somewhere? Wasn't that a thing?
No, and you see how that worked. You don't even know if he was or not. You just kind of threw it out there. That's what I'm saying.
I just remember some movie or somebody where it was like Santa and he didn't have any sleeves on because he's all ripped.
Can you imagine Santa being ripped? Instead of you leaving out cookies, you got to leave out a protein shake and some whey bars. Like,
some Bang joke? Energy drinks or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, man.
You wake up at 5 a.m. to... Santa's downstairs in your living room.
Yeah, he's curling logs that you put on the fireplace. That's why you can't have a ripped Santa, bro. But it's been an amazing Christmas so far. The kids got up this morning. They opened all their gifts. What did you do for Christmas this morning?
Morning's not so much just me and Barkley, the dog, not the athlete.
It sound so bad. Why don't you swipe left or right and get somebody over there to give you some company?
Oh, we already had that conversation. Well, first of all, I'm not looking for cheesy company. Second of all, this could be a filler.
You know how they do it like award shows when somebody get up from their seat, they put somebody else in their chair. You can swipe left or right, have them feel
I could
for
guy,
you.
Like Kramer on Seinfeld. I could run from seat to seat, filling in the seats.
Yes. Yes, you can do that for Christmas, bro.
You got connections. You should be helping me out over here. That'll be my Christmas present for next year. By next Christmas, you got to find me somebody.
Okay, all right, I could do that. I'm pretty sure I could do that. It's just going to be tough. You should probably post more shirtless pictures. Maybe you... That's what people do now. They post shirtless pictures
with Barkley aren't helping, what do you think that's going to do?
Yeah, but you got to have your shirt off with Barkley and like have
are
on the, like
are
a,
those like thirst trap pictures? Is that what everybody?
Yes, that's what you got to call it. Thirst Trap Thursday. Have a Thirst Trap Thursday, bro.
Can we talk about Christmas? Can we talk Christmas?
Let's go Christmas. Go ahead.
All right. So first, it's just general. Let's talk about D'Angelo Christmas, and I'll throw in mine too. But then we're gonna give out some. You are going to play Santa Claus, even though you're not dressed up like Santa Claus. You're gonna give out some presents, D'Angelo. How does that make you feel?
Okay. All right. I'll give out some presents.
All right. So first, though, we're gonna talk about some fun. I want to know your number one, and you warned me that this is gonna maybe offset some people's moods, but your favorite Christmas song? How could a Christmas song tick off people? I'm kind of curious.
So it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, that's my favorite
Christmas song. It's my favorite Christmas song, not because necessarily the words that they use, because of the medley and how he says it. It's like, it probably is tricky. Like he's probably a creep. He probably is. I don't know. I don't know what he get into in his personal time, but the song is a really good song. I don't know why it triggers people, but when I listen to
because she's trying to leave and he's like, have another drink and stay, baby.
Yeah, I understand that. But at the same time, though, like, it's not like he's acting out something that happened to him. He's literally like, well, he probably is, because it is kind of detailed, huh? It's a good song, man.
Did you see John Legend came out with the PC version?
Yeah, I don't like that one. It's completely different. Like, I feel like they're having a conversation, and like, they're going to be like you on Thirst Trap Thursdays when you check your DM. It's going to be like you get to negotiate, like, whether or not you want to stay or go. It's a great tie-in right there. It's
your
a great
driver,
tie-in right
his
there.
Name is Murray. Like, what is that?
That's a good Christmas song, man. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, I'll give you my number two, because my number one's Nat King Cole in the Christmas song. Like,
that's pretty good. Yeah.
I'll give you my number two, because my number two pissed off a lot of people on The Athletic, apparently. Everybody tell me I'm out of my mind, but did everybody just push Mariah Carey? Did they kick her to the curb that fast? Because all I want for Christmas for you is her voice is amazing. Like, how did we turn on Mariah Carey? What happened? What did I miss?
Jake, what the hell is wrong with you? Is that really your number two?
All I Want for Christmas Is You? Absolutely. It's the only original great Christmas song in the last 30 years.
What's the next question, man? Are you okay? Like, you are really jonesing. We're going to make this Thirst Trap Thursday happen for you.
Yeah, whatever. Real or fake Christmas tree? Real or fake Christmas tree, D'Angelo?
Real Christmas tree. And the reason why I like real Christmas trees is because I like the way that they smell. They alter and hide bad odors. Not saying that I stink or anybody else in my house stinks. But I like the real Christmas trees. The fake ones are just that. You can fluff them up perfectly.
I am a real person, but I'm a real person that I'd rather somebody else do the work. Like, I don't want to haul it inside. I don't want to take it to the curb when it's dead. So if somebody else does all the work, I'm all for the real Christmas tree. But
so you have a fake Christmas tree up right now?
I have a fake one because if the work's on me, I'm doing the fake. I also live in a condo association, so I don't have a very easy disposable way of it.
So basically what you're saying is you prefer the fake over the real. In both aspects.
I prefer the real, just I don't want to have to do the work. Moving on.
Bad Santa.
Speaking of doing the work, moving on. Are you a wrap?
I don't know where you're going with this, Jake, but okay.
No. Do you wrap your presents yourself, or do you have somebody else? Like, are you a good Christmas wrapper?
I am a good Christmas wrapper. I am. I really am. But I let my wife do all the wrapping because she does a great job at that. I'm gonna be honest with you, and this is where I differ from a lot of people. I'm a jokester and a prankster. Like, I would go to the sex store or like a novelty store and like buy all gag gifts and wrap them in like real Christmas gifts. And then when they open them, like, oh, snap, man, you got me a Nintendo Switch. And you open it and it's You know, not what you was expecting.
I never went that far. I did like something where mine might be really small, and I'll put it in a giant Amazon box or something like that. It's the same.
There's nothing like ruining people's lives when they think that they got like a 55-inch TV, and then they open it and it's, you know, not what they thought it was.
See, I don't roll in your circle. I don't have anybody within my realm that would fool me into thinking they bought me a 55-inch TV. We don't have those kind of Christmases, D'Angelo.
Yeah, those are the Christmases that we have. They're fun.
That stupid Mercedes commercials for, like, oh, I bought you a car for Christmas. Go look outside. Who's doing that?
Yeah. That's not me. I'm not buying cars for Christmas. I'm buying, like, if it's a bow on a car and I'm like, look what I got you. And then you go out, it's my car that I put the bow on, but there's a car inside of that one that belongs to you. So it's not like, like a matchbox toy. Like we all do gag gifts because, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. And that's what I try to get people to understand as it relates to like Christmas gifts. And that's one of the reasons why I somewhat am turned off by Christmas, because a lot of people expect things from you depending on, you know, what your price range is.
Your
like
status,
so yeah, because of your status, like Jake, you know, when you get, I've yet to receive my Christmas gifts from you today, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a nice big Christmas gift because I've been good all year. I haven't said anything crazy. Now on the other, I will give you coal because, you know, the last podcast you called me out about being, you know, being backup, so I'm still salty about that, but I didn't let it go even though it's been a week.
Hey, how about this? You're gonna love this. This is segue of the year, possibly. Speaking of letting it go, how do you like that?
Oh, look at that.
How long you keep the Christmas lights up? Are you somebody that wants it off immediately the weekend after, or you, it's hard to let it go? You see what I did? Or you leave it up to like middle January?
I see what you did. So I'm gonna tell you, we didn't put the Christmas tree up till 8 days ago, right? And so because we put it up so late and we've been so busy and stuff like that, we're keeping it up till February, like the Christmas tree. Christmas lights is not coming down until February, and it may come down after February because February is Black History Month.
Okay. All right. See, that's,
I don't know why I said that. I just kind of threw it out there.
February.
Yeah. I don't know why I said it was Black History Month in February. I don't know where I was trying to go with that, but I just threw that out there. You handled it well, though. You handled it well. Yeah. It didn't connect at all. I was thinking, I was like, why did I just say that? But yeah, I it's going to probably come down in March. It'll come down probably 1st of March.
All right. Two more questions for you before you give out your gifts, because I have no idea where you're going with this at this point. So with your kids.
Yes.
Were you do you tell them it's Santa? Or so I'll give you. So my sister did tell her kids they're Santa, but they also give them presents straight from themselves. So there's Santa and their own presents from their parents. So do you do that, or do you only do one or the other? Or, and then if you do, when did you like decide to tell them that Santa wasn't real anymore?
Okay, so me and my wife differ. Like, we literally had a conversation today. Because I don't care about letting them know that, you know, Santa isn't real or is real. But my wife, this is what blows me about my wife. My wife is like 100%. Well, I'm going to say 98.9% against lying, period. But she is very adamant about teaching our kids about the bunny as it relates to Easter, Santa Claus. And I'm just like, the tooth fairy. And I'm just like, honey. Like, stop it. Like, if we're going to be truthful, let's just be truthful all the way around. She was like, no, they'll eventually learn, but you're lying. No, I'm not. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, however you want to do this. So she's real, like, sneaky when it comes to, like, the Christmas gifts. So this morning, like, before the kids got up, she hides them in, like, certain areas and stuff. And she reminds me where they are. So just in case she forget, I can remind her, like, yo, did you go up there and get this? Because it has been some Christmases where we found presents like later that she hid, like, oh, I forgot about that one. So I'm like the backup now. Like, hey, and we have to check the spot.
Santa,
like,
got okay, lost upstairs.
Right. Yes. Right. And then at that point,
then you're gonna scare your kids. They're gonna be like, well, I have a Santa upstairs in the closet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's crazy because she won't tell him. She's like, there's a Santa Claus. So she does the Christmas gifts on Christmas. So when we got up this morning, it was like bags of stuff. And I'm like, oh, snap. I'd be surprised not knowing what they got, because she does all like the Christmas shopping and stuff like that, because she hates me doing like the gag gifts. She was like, I'll be damned if, you know, I wake up, and I don't know if I can say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. She's like, I'll be damned if I wake up and, you know, our 9-year-old, because you wanted to play some joke, you know, she's flailing around anal beads, not knowing what they are, thinking like she got like a toy because you want to crack a joke. I told her, I was like, that visual is awesome, because, you know, at 9 years old, you're innocent. You have no idea what you have in your hand. Like, what is this, Dad? Is this a necklace? Like, so she does all the Christmas shopping. Oh, yeah, I'm bad. I'm horrible. I'm horrible.
About Christmas question for you. So here's the one. What's your favorite Christmas movie? I'm guessing it's like Bad Santa or something
I've seen Bad Santa, but my favorite Christmas movie of all time is actually not a Christmas movie, but a Christmas movie, and it's The Gremlins.
Really?
The Gremlins is not actually a Christmas movie, but it's a Christmas movie, though, because it's set during Christmas.
So wait. Hold on. Are you a diehard Christmas movie person, or are you not?
No. Come on,
good.
Man.
Oh, like, man. You made me afraid, because I hate people who say that's a Christmas movie just because it happened on Christmas. It's the action movie. It has nothing to do with Christmas. I just had this on my podcast because people are like, oh, it's a Christmas movie just because it happened on Christmas Day. It's an action movie. He's rescuing people. It has nothing to do with, there's no Christmas theme. Let's get to Santa Williams. Does that work? Or
yeah, DeAngelo Santa? We can go Santa Williams.
All right. I'll give you, this is the 5 most popular Christmas presents this year. You got to tell me who you would give it to. All right.
Okay.
So the first one, apparently everybody needs some hugs and loves while they're in bed. Maybe people like me, D'Angelo, have nobody to do it for them. Because the gravity blanket is the top 5 present this year. For everybody that doesn't know
really?
What it is. It's just basically, it's a weighted blanket people? That makes you feel like you're being hugged. So who would you give that to?
I would give that to Jake. I would give it to you. And I would give it to you.
No, football players, I'm not in this.
No, I'm giving it to you.
No, I don't need it.
Who are you giving the blanket to?
Oh, Eli Manning, because he needs a hug on his way out. It's over for him, and you know that's it. We gotta move on. And if he, you know, well, actually, you know what? He's got his present anyway, because he gets away from Dave Gettleman, so that's a good thing. So, all right, how about this? I actually bought this for my nephew last year, and bought one for myself this year: a Nintendo Switch. So, who gets the Nintendo Switch? Super popular video game. You could kind of turn this however you want.
Yeah, I'm going to give the Nintendo Switch. Granted, my 4-year-old son, he wanted that bad. So that's what we got him for Christmas this year. He's actually playing it right now. And he's super excited about. Santa didn't get him that. Daddy got him that, because I knew for a fact that he wanted it. And I wanted that credit. I was like, ain't no way in hell Santa finna get this man on Nintendo Switch. He can get him them teddy bears and them clothes and them shoes over there. But Daddy got him the Nintendo Switch. I need all the credit I can get. But Nintendo Switch, as it relates to players, I'm going to give it to Antonio Brown. So he can stay off Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, posting all the other stuff that he's been posting, because he's a dynamic player. And, you know, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. And if he has the Nintendo Switch to play, then he wouldn't be on social media.
That's a good one. That's smart. I like that. I agree with you on that one. He can get back into the NFL next year.
Yes, he 100% will be in there. Yes, and he could take his Nintendo Switch with him.
Stay busy, even not at practice. It's just stay off Twitter. That's what we should get him. You should get him like a social media manager. It's like, just handle. You have to run everything through that person first, and then
all right. But see, that's the thing though. I get his frustration though. I understand why he posts the things that he posts, and the reason why I understand it is because, like, you know, you've given everything that you've possibly given. I'm not saying I condone it. I'm just saying I understand it, right? Like, it doesn't, I mean, just because you're for something don't mean you automatically against something else. I'm just saying I understand he's frustrated. I mean, he's out of work. You know, the money isn't what it was that he thought he was going to have, and he's trying to get back in. He's probably one of those players or one of those people that thought It doesn't matter what I say or what I do. As long as I can outwork my problems, I'll be fine. And this is one of those things that he couldn't outwork.
Yeah, just go throw some red shells and play some Mario Kart. Just that's what he needs to go do.
I got him. I got him a Nintendo Switch.
There you go. Yeah. How about Disney Plus, the one that everybody's going nutso over, and you can get some Baby Yoda in there for him.
So you have to follow me on this, okay? Okay. I'm getting Disney Plus for Ben Roethlisberger. I saw him on the sideline, and I was like, damn, it looked like he's been like in the woods, like mountain man. And I'm like, dude, Disney Plus can brighten him up. That's what it is. That's what he need. Ben Roethlisberger need Disney Plus. I will get him Disney Plus for Christmas. Now, I can only supply for 1 month, though. Now, the other 11, he got to figure it out.
All right, that's it. Hey, but that's certainly fair. I can see that.
Did you not see him on the sidelines with the thick beard, the hat? I was like, dude, like, this doesn't look like the Ben that I knew. Like, I'm not saying that you're going through any problems. I know how it feels to be injured and be out for a season, but I do not know what it feels like to grow a beard like that because I don't have those type of genetics.
I got one.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, you know who I'm giving Disney Plus to?
Who?
Frank Gore, because he's going to finally have, after 7,000 years, a bunch of free time to himself that he's never had before because he's been playing since 1962, and he's going to have a lot of things to catch up on.
Yeah. Can I give Disney Plus to somebody else, too?
If you want. I mean, it's only like $3 a month or something.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to take my subscription from Ben. Ben, I really appreciate it. I know you hard work, but there's somebody that needed more than you do. I'm giving mine to Bill Belichick because he has the worst personality ever as it relates to giving interviews and things like that.
He needs to laugh some.
Yes. Hopefully Disney Plus changes that so we can see that smile that we've probably seen once in 14 years.
All right. Well, so I'm going to skip over. These are the next two. Two more to go. I'm going to say that makes me want to think about Ancestry.com, which I didn't even know people gave that. I thought people just bought that for themselves. So if you have to give it to somebody, I say stick with that team and give it to Tom Brady because then we can find out what he's actually made of that makes him basically inhuman.
Wow. So who are you giving it to, Tom Brady?
Yeah, I'll give it to Tom Brady so we can finally find out what the deal is with we can clone Tom Brady. So that's what we can do.
Oh, that's a good one.
Who would I
give Ancestry.com to? That's a player. I honestly don't know. There's one that I could think of that used to play that doesn't play anymore.
Who's that?
Ricky Pro. So I thought Ricky Pro was black.
Okay, why?
I thought Ricky Pro was black because he had so much sauce to him. Like, I never saw him without a helmet, so I just thought he was a light-skinned black guy. So I would give it to him. Because he has so much swag, like Travis Kelce, I'll give him Ancestry.com. Like, I want to see, let me see where you get the swag from, bro. Let me see where you get the swag from. So I'm going to go current player. I'm going to go Travis Kelce from the tight end. Or I'll even go Kittle from the 49ers because he has just as much swag. I want to know. You don't want to know. Like, I want to know. Like, where you get that from?
That's certainly fair. That's certainly fair. All right.
Yes.
So this can't, I don't know how this can live up to this one, man. The most other popular one, which I'm surprised, like, because I'm sure you remember this because we're about the same age. Legos used to be super popular when we were young. Then they kind of went away. And now it costs like $6,000 to buy a Lego set. So
oh, yeah.
Who are you giving
stupid,
some Legos
man.
To?
Yeah, I know. Who am I giving Legos to? Whew. Who are you giving Legos to first?
I'm giving it to the Dolphins because they need to build a new team from scratch. they could use some expensive blocks putting that thing back together.
Oh, that's a good one. Because you went that route, I'm going to go this route. I'm going to say I'm going to give it to Jason Garrett so he can build a wall around his head coaching spot. So Jerry Jones does not fire him at the end of the season. Yes.
You're going to need all the Legos in existence for that to work.
Yes, I know. That's why. And the reason why I want to protect Jason Garrett is because it has been a absolute pleasure these last 9 or 10 years, just absolutely ripping the Cowboys. If you get somebody else in there, I think they'll change the program around and we won't have as much as we don't want to see you do better. Okay.
Your selfish reason is you want to be able to keep joking them.
Yes. Yes.
You really are. You're the coolest Christmas person I know.
Ever, bro. I really want to see him there next year because it is so funny. Like all Cowboys fans, like they talk great about their team, and as soon as you mention Jason Garrett's name, they either take that deep sigh or like that deep breath and be like, "Well, it immediately takes the wind out of their sails." And I love that.
And you called me a grinch in the last episode.
Yes, you are the reason I am the way that I am right now. That asshole that you showed me last week has transformed me into the person I am today. So thank you, Jake. Thirst Trap Thursdays is coming to Jake's Instagram to a place near you, so stay tuned.
I got nothing left for you.
Yeah.
Give me something on the way out. Anyway, it will be New Year's the next episode, so.
Yeah.
Is that my New Year's resolution? Is Thirst Trap Thursdays?
Yes, that's your New Year's resolution. Thirst Trap Thursdays coming to you guys. Baby oil coming in hot. Coming in hot, Jake. Coming in hot. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I wish you a fruitful New Year's as it come in, because we'll see you guys there shortly after. You'll hear me and Jake's voice. So to be honest, we hope you guys have happy holidays. You guys eat great and brush your teeth and take care of your hygiene and all that other stuff that Santa Claus and all the other mythical creatures and characters say to you.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.